This is Janine Felino. I'm working for the Archives of American Arts at the Smithsonian Institution. I'm at the Museum of Arts and Design in New York City, and I'm interviewing the studio goldsmith, Glenda Aronson, here in the city. So, Glenda, how are you today?
I'm fine.
At least now that the storm has passed.
Now that Sandy has released her grip. Yes, I'm okay.
Good. I'm glad we finally made this appointment. It took us a few times to schedule it because of the hurricane.
I'm glad we didn't have to walk to it.
So we're going to talk today mostly about the trajectory of your career. And then we will also address a number of other issues relating to your galleries and your colleagues and your opinions about the scene that's passed before you during your youth as a young artist and the things that influenced you. But let's start at the beginning. So you were born in New Jersey?
Yes. And my mother's family had gone back several generations from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. And what was your mother's name?
Helen DeMoya.
Can you spell that?
Small D E M O Y A.
Okay. And your father?
By the way, my grandfather, the DeMoya, was born in New York City in Manhattan and grew up in a framed house on West 53rd Street. And their family didn't have a cow, but others did.
West 53rd, not far from the old American Craft Museum, you mean?
That is correct.
Times have changed. With a dairy cow, no less. I love that.
Their family was the only one without it, without one.
Without the cow. Oh, I see. So it was still pretty pretty rural even then. Remarkable.
Oh, it was definitely. My parents and their friends in the 20s would drive into New York City to hear jazz or go to the theater, mm-hmm. or do some such thing, and they could park park anywhere. When my mother was a little girl, they would, you know, go into the city.
They would drive in or take the public transportation?
They would take public transportation, which was an enormously complicated business. You could take the train and then either take a ferry over. Yeah, take a ferry over. And my mother remembers as a very little girl being on the horse-drawn what they called them. They weren't cabs, they were bigger than that. It was like, they're buses now on Fifth Avenue, or they
right.
were, but they, you know.
But they were horse-drawn.
They were horse-drawn. Mm. In the winter they had coal stoves in them.
Really?
And then they were electrically powered, and then, but they still had the, once I asked my mother if, when she was growing up and going over to Brooklyn, were there schooners in the harbor? I said, of course.
Schooners. I don't see those too often anymore either.
Yeah.
So tell us about your dad.
He was born in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
His mother had come from Switzerland. His father was born in New Jersey as well. But that side of the family is Danish, from whence cometh my last name. And that great-grandfather came over to fight in the Civil War. He had lost a lot of his material wealth in Denmark, and whether he came over and joined relatives here or not, I don't know. I don't think he did. I think he just came.
He just came.
And he left his wife and two children.